So now we've determined the minimum initial. On a major street approach, this is typically 15 to 20 seconds. We've determined the maximum initial value, which is calculated based on the distance between the stop bar and the detector. And we've even determined how many actuations are required before we start adding initial time. So once we've reached the minimum number of required actuations, for instance, if the minimum initial was 15 seconds and it was a one-lane approach, we need at least 6 actuations before we begin adding initial time. So how much added initial time should be added for each actuation? The answer is this. If it is a one-lane approach, add 2 seconds per actuation. If it's 2 lanes, add 1.5 seconds per actuation. For instance, each one of those additions will be added for each actuation up to the maximum initial. And as noted, if it's one lane approach, each one of those additions is 2 seconds. If it's 2 lanes, each one of those additions is 1.5 seconds up to the maximum initial.